Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And here we go, the day after Garbage Day, Thursday at the Ranch, 6 Hour Studios lit up for you. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom today and every day on this Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Great interview with Scott Coburn from Patriot yesterday, by the way. If you missed it, go back and get it on podcast. He's good. Can't wait to bring him back. X Insurance presents it all. Greg in Dallas, Texas, with all the bells and buttons and whistles and switches and all that cool stuff. How are you today, my brother?
Not too bad. Is it Friday yet?
It's close. I know that's your favorite day.
You can smell it.
Yeah, you can definitely smell it, but don't send us any rain. It's nice and hot today, though. That's a good thing.
Rain coming your way.
Thanks a lot for that. I will ignore that and pretend it didn't happen. I already yelled and cussed out the weather lady today. Poor Joanne Feldman had no idea that I was ripping her a new one when she was telling me about rain coming up this Sunday. I got so mad I just flipped the channels today.
You probably weren't the only one.
I'm sure I'm not the only one, believe me. Because to walk from the studio back to the ranch, all you hear is, and then you got to hose off your shoes because it's just muck. Greg, would you be kind enough to tell people where to watch the program so they can see me unshaven? And this is for a reason. My wife and kids said, "You haven't shaved." I said, "You know that you mentioned that? I'm not going to now. Thanks."
Okay.
So I might turn into you. Don't know.
I haven't shaved in a couple days either.
That'll take a few years for me to get to you if you'd be kind enough. That Greg's got a really cool beard, ladies and gentlemen. Things could live in it and he wouldn't know. And that's pretty cool. Greg, tell people where to watch the show, please.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you will see the menu icon. Give it a click, and when that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link. And if you missed any previous episode of the show or the Sunday MonsterCast, head on over to the podcast link. If you want to join our live chat, and we're up to 199 members, so someone be that 200th member, please. It's been a while. Head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Thank you for that, Greg. And I'm going to warn you now, ladies and gentlemen, we're swilling the sugar-free Red Bulls today. Greg, just come out and get it out. Ask me how many cups of Defender coffee I had to start my day before we go to our guest.
Mark, how many cups of Defender coffee did you have today?
Not enough.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. And it's hot out today. I didn't feel like a hot cup of coffee, and I wasn't feeling the iced coffee, so sugar-free Red Bulls it is. Ryan Petty, Parkland father, good friend, dear friend, and great friend of the program. And ladies and gentlemen, that means he's a friend of yours as well. We've got you for 2 hours. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great today. What a cool Thursday it's been.
Ooh, tell me why.
Well, first of all, we got Friday to look forward to tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Just makes Thursday one of my favorite days. And, you know, of all the days that end in Y, this is one of my favorites. And I am building a gun range, my friend. And every day every hour I look out a little bit. I got a guy out there with a bulldozer that's digging up the beautiful turf that I've got out there that we're converting into a gun range. And pretty soon I'm going to be able to roll out of bed and walk over to a gun range and do all the shooting and practicing that my little heart desires, something I wanted to have for a long, long time. And it's becoming a reality. So I'm super excited.
Can I be bold enough to invite myself down on a live mic?
You could, but I'm already inviting you. So
there we go. I'll take it. Invitation accepted. I'm glad to know you're finally breaking ground. You know how much fun that's going to be? Golly, that could be expensive too. I don't know what I would do if I could walk out. Now, actually, I can. I choose not to because it's kind of not cool. I'm in the county. I can shoot where I'm at if I want to. I have before. but it's just not a good thing for where I'm at. I just shoot poisonous snakes. So, you know, that's about all good. But I would spend so much money on ammo, Ryan, if I could do that.
I know. I thought the cost of building this thing, you know, we live out on a ranch property. I've got...
You have a ranch?
Yeah. I have a ranch.
You have a ranch?
I do.
You have a
I've
ranch?
Got cows.
Ryan has a real ranch, by the way. You have a ranch?
You have a ranch?
Do you have a ranch? Hold on a second.
It's going to be that kind of day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to open up with a funny story for you, too. Yeah, keep going. I'm sorry. Right?
And I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming. I knew Greg was going to do that to me. But so it's just a matter of pushing some dirt around and making berms and all that kind of stuff. So it's not, you know, super expensive to build. I'll put a little, you know, covered area there so it's you can stay out of that Florida sun during the summertime. But it's really going to be the ammo that costs. That's really what I'm worried about. It's the ammo.
Right. To quote Steve Dettelbach on CBS Face the Nation for his entire segment. Right.
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 Yeah, it is going to be the ammo, by the way. I have lots of friends who have ranges.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to afford to be able to fill up all those 75 round clips. You know, it's just
right
daunting task.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Hold on to that one. I want to get your opinion on that. I looked down. You hadn't been on the show since the 27th. Is that, am I right about that?
It's been a few days. Yep.
Yeah. Greg, you're thinking about that too. I went back and looked at the podcast where the descriptions are and I noticed that Ryan hadn't been on. I said, Ryan, jump on the show with me today for a couple hours. He said, absolutely. So I want to start with a really stupid story that arguably has nothing to do with guns. And maybe you saw it, Ryan, maybe you didn't. It was a pretty obscure thing over at Fox News. I could not believe the stupidity of what I was reading. Then Fox, after 2 days, changed the wording because they realized, I guess by looking at the comment section, how stupid it was. But did you see the story of the whale that vanished from the Atlantic over 200 years ago, spotted off Massachusetts, quote unquote, shouldn't exist? Did you see that?
I did not. No, tell me about it.
Well, Fox News made the comment that it had been extinct for over 200 years. Now, what does extinct mean?
Gone forever is my understanding of it.
Aren't the dinosaurs extinct?
Dinosaurs, regular Democrats, you know.
Right?
Yes, extinct species.
Scientists from New England Aquarium in Boston were flying off the coast of Nantucket on Friday last week when they saw a leviathan that has rarely been seen in the Atlantic Ocean for over 200 years, a gray whale. Now, that was reworded because they said it was extinct first. And then they said they saw it and it hadn't been in the Atlantic Ocean for over 200 years. It was a rare that has rarely been seen. So I read this to my wife and I had her on the floor in stitches and I had to stop right there. Let's rephrase that, okay? If I'm sitting, I told my wife, I said, what does extinct mean, honey? She goes, what means gone forever? I said, like the dinosaurs. Yeah, it means gone forever. I said, so if you saw a Tyrannosaurus rex coming through the woods towards the ranch, would you consider that a rare sighting of an extinct dinosaur? And she looked at me like I had three heads. And she said, read that again. And I did. Now, Fox has corrected the piece. And I am so bummed I didn't grab a screen grab of the way it was originally worded. But ladies and gentlemen, take it on faith here that they said this was extinct. And I'll prove it when we get down to the comments section here. But the team of scientists said they were flying about 30 miles south of Nantucket when they spotted the rare whale. As the whale continued to dive and resurface, if it were feeding, the aerial survey plane continued to circle the area for 45 minutes, giving the scientists time to capture photos and make sense of what they were seeing. So why is this a big deal? Well, it was because it was a gray whale that they said hadn't been seen in the Atlantic for over 200 years. Do you have any idea what they would have pivoted to, Ryan, as to why the whale came back, they think? To the Atlantic after 200 years from the Pacific? Any idea what the scientists might credit happening that would allow the whale to come back to where it originally was 200 years ago?
Well, I've got two guesses. I've got two. One is One is climate change. The second one is that the whale has been successfully masking and was able to defend itself for 200 years from Fauci and the Chinese. So that would be my other guess.
You hit it right on the head. It was masked. No, it was it said climate change. So that begs a second question. If it was that because they're saying the Arctic, the ice up above Canada has opened up because of climate change, allowing the whale to go back to its original feeding grounds in the Atlantic. So that begs the question. I'll leave this with you, ladies and gentlemen, as we go to the break. What was it 200 years ago that opened up the passage that allowed the whales to go to the Pacific and leave the Atlantic for whatever reason? What did they call it then? Now, what does this have to do with guns? I'm going to bring it around. We're going to go full circle. It has everything to do with guns, the way this stuff is reported, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about it with Ryan Petty when we come back. And I'll read you some of the comments because they were just absolutely golden. Absolute radio gold. We'll be back with Ryan Petty right after this. 4 minutes, flip side of the break. Don't go away. We've got him for the remainder of the broadcast. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed. Mark Walters here at the ranch, 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile microphone. And this segment is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. X Insurance presents it all every single day. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. We're talking with Ryan Petty. Ryan, welcome back to the show. So this goofy story about these whales that Fox originally said have been extinct, and it gets a little better, okay? But we'll bring this around to guns and media and why this is important that this type of reporting be called out for what it really truly is. Guys, you can't let this stuff go. The whales are not typically found in the Atlantic. They are regularly found in the North Pacific. The whales are described as not having a dorsal fin, while donning mottled gray and white skin and a dorsal hump. As the hump descends to the tail, a series of pronounced ridges can be visible. Despite, Ryan, disappearing from the Atlantic Ocean by the 18th century, the species has been making a comeback to the area. In fact, there have been 5 observations of gray whales in the Atlantic Ocean and Mediterranean waters over the past 15 years, including off the coast of Florida in December 2023. The one spotted off the coast of Nantucket on Friday is believed to be the same gray whale observed off Florida in December. Ryan, I have to ask this question at the risk of sounding stupid. How would they possibly know that's the same whale? The ocean's huge.
You know, the whole story is ridiculous because, I mean, our oceans are so immense and there's so much we don't know. We're still finding species in continents like Africa and Asia. And we're finding, in many cases, you know, South America, Africa, and Asia, they're finding species that, again, they thought were extinct, and then they find them in the wild. So there's so much we don't know about what goes on below the surface of the water. Sure, our scientists, you know, searching and researching and looking and trying to figure this stuff out. Absolutely, should they continue to do that? Fine, go ahead. Keep searching. We need to learn about our world. That's all good stuff. But it's sort of the arrogance that we believe we know where all these whales are. We believe we know their migratory paths. We believe we know how our earth, the oceans work and how the currents work and how things move around and what's living at what, you know, level in the sea. We don't. I would argue we probably only know 1% of what's going on under the surface of that water. And so when the scientists come out and reporters repeat this garbage because they don't know any better, our reporters, particularly in the national media, are incredibly frustrating. I mean, we saw the example last week with Face the Nation interviewing Dettelbach and the ATF, and that reporter had no good questions. So reporters typically don't understand the topic they are reporting on, and that leads to, you know, the ignorance of the topic leads to lack of, you know, good questions being asked about it and lack of an ability to question the so-called experts. So there's so much of this world we don't understand, Mark, how it works. And it's only human arrogance that would allow us to believe that, A, we understand how climate works, and B, that we could just spend our way to fixing the climate.
And we're going to go there. Ryan, you're touching on all of it, why this is important. It has everything to do with guns in the context of the reporting itself, ladies and gentlemen. We've covered stuff like this over the years. But when I'm with you, when you read this, you think the level of arrogance. Let me tell them how bad they are, the scientists that don't know crap what they're talking about. And they don't. It's all theory. They don't know. I think it's pretty arrogant that they think that they could say in an entire vast ocean, oh, that's the same whale that was in Florida. How could you possibly know it? And I'm going to say that fish is the same fish. And I know it's not a fish. It's a mammal, all that stuff. I get it. I'm just having fun. But we don't. And we don't even, you know, there's alien species that live down there. Our UFOs dive and live underwater, Ryan. Do we even want to go there?
There could be aliens. And maybe that's how the whales got around, right? I mean, we've all seen Star Trek IV, I assume.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie. So let's look at a couple comments here. From Fox News, from some of these. Keep in mind that they had changed the story and got rid of their stupid extinct thing. So according to the article, it's been extinct for 200 years, although it still lives in the Pacific Ocean and hasn't been spotted in the Atlantic Ocean since the 1800s, although it has been seen five times in the Mediterranean waters and the Atlantic Ocean over the last 15 years. I guess facts and truth are highly malleable nowadays. The way things are going, our scientists, in quotes, won't even be able to differentiate between a male or a female. And they go on and on and on. So the whale was able to get from the Pacific to the Atlantic thanks to climate change. But these whales existed in the Atlantic already until 200 years ago. I guess the Earth must have been warmer at some time in the past so they could have made that journey originally. So much for that man-made global warming lie. And then the next comment, stop. You're making too much sense. Your point doesn't make big corporate government profits, policy control, or fear, and control and fear. So people are on to this type of reporting. Ryan, go ahead.
I mean, maybe he had an electronic toll pass for the Panama Canal. Who knows how the whale got over there? I mean, these things swim in the ocean. They move around. We don't know. I mean, if you think we know what's going on under the surface of the water, you'd have to agree. We have no idea what's going on under the ice caps north of us, other than, you know, occasionally we send nuclear submarines up there to break through the ice and scare the Russians and all that stuff. But
and they don't have
windows.
We don't
know what's going on up there.
They don't have windows.
They don't have windows.
It's not like the crew is looking out the windows going, ooh, look, a gray whale. It must be making its passage from the Pacific to the Atlantic. Ladies and gentlemen, what does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Because this is the way they twist, bend, and gaslight you to believe what it is they want you to believe, to push the agenda they want you to push. In this case, I think it's global warming. It's climate change. Wouldn't you take that away from this? Everything goes to climate change no matter what. Now, what was it 200 years ago? Another commenter said, oh, that's good to know. Climate change gave them a passage 200 years ago. Glad to see we were keeping records then. The fact of the matter is you can believe nothing that comes from these people, absolutely nothing. And you touched on it right there with the level of arrogance of these people that just spit this nonsense out. And as gun owners, they've been doing this to you in the media in the exact same fashion, different topic, but the exact same way for years and years and years. And here's the problem, Ryan. A lot of people buy into this. A lot of people don't think critically about what they're reading, and they go, oh, did you see that climate change has made that whale go from the Pacific to the Atlantic? Wow, we've got to do something about climate change. Instead of questioning, like you and I are, the story itself and the basic premise of it, Ryan. That's scary stuff to me.
Yeah, the news media wants, they want you to click on the article. So if they can use big words like extinct, climate change, whatever, they know that generates traffic. Our current news media is not interested in the truth. They're interested in generating revenue. And again, they're businesses. I understand that. It's okay. You got to generate revenue. But I think it's quite short-sighted on their part. They've eroded the trust of the average American and the American public to the point now where I think fewer and fewer people believe what they're reading in these articles. What I see happening.
I can only hope you're right. Hold that thought because of the break, but I can only hope you're right. And that's why we bring this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. It's fun to talk about. The level of arrogance on display by these reporters is just incredible. And the lack of editorial facts in this is just insane as well. We'll be right back with Ryan. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. That's a very true statement, by the way. You are, when you drink Defender Coffee, you are supporting your rights. You are supporting your gun rights and your freedoms. Defender Coffee gives a portion of the profits and the revenue to, in my case, the Second Amendment Foundation. You can pass it over to whoever they offer. You got GOA is another great option for you if you want. DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR and make whatever selection you choose to. I think National Association of Gun Rights, which is another, is a really up-and-coming organization. They're making some headway with some lawsuits. They've done some really good work out there. We haven't really talked that much about them over the years, but I want to give them a hats off. They are really making some waves, so good for them. The more the merrier. Jump in. The water's warm. Let's go back to Ryan Petty here in the 6 Hour Studios, X Insurance presenting it all. Patriot Mobile, of course, on the microphone, Ryan. The let's close out the media deal with this, because we're going to be gaslighted like crazy tonight. Biden is going to bumble and stumble his way through the State of the Union tonight. And I'll tell you, as much as I hate to say this, I'm watching it for one reason, to see him falter. Is that bad?
It's inevitable.
I can't be alone.
They're going to have him cranked up on so many meds. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
We probably won't see him for 2 or 3 days. And in all honesty, they'll have him. They'll try to bring out the best Biden they can bring out. Fiery evil Biden, or whatever they call him, dark Biden, whatever. That's probably what we'll see tonight. But I think, in regards to this, I think most Americans understand when they're being gaslighted, and so I think they'll react to the State of the Union tonight the way you reacted to this article about the whale, with a level of skepticism that's healthy for our constitutional republic. We need more skepticism of what our government is telling us. We need more skepticism of what the news media is delivering, and we need more skepticism. Most importantly, I would say, well, the government is certainly probably the most important, but second is what's going on in the culture. The stuff that's coming out of Hollywood and on the entertainment front, and we need to be skeptical. And what gives me hope is that people are starting to wake up and be comfortable pushing back against the narratives that are being promoted by government, big tech companies, social media, Hollywood, and parroted by the news media, which is so frustrating.
It is
to see
frustrating.
Them
and
abdicate
dangerous.
Their role. Yeah.
It's dangerous. Ladies and gentlemen, I would suggest, because the lies you're going to be told the economy is booming, you're going to be told he's created 45 million jobs, all these crazy numbers, it's just people going back to work. You're going to be told inflation is down. It should never have been as high as it is because of his policies. That's why. He's going to tell you that crime is falling like crazy. Meanwhile, say Lake and Riley's name, by the way. He won't do that. I don't know. Maybe he does tonight. I don't know. I would like to hear him say it, but I'm not optimistic about that. But here's a suggestion, Ryan. Go grocery shopping right before the State of the Union address today. And then come home and listen to what he tells you. And fill your tank up. And look at your mortgage statement. Yeah, look at your mortgage statement. Look at your interest rates. Look at what you're paying for groceries. Then sit down and watch this clown in action and the gaslighting. Any suggestion for the Republicans? Because let's talk about guns in here. The subject of guns is going to come up. I can promise you, ladies and gentlemen, he is going to say this stupid line. I banned them once before, and I'm determined to ban them again. But remember, he doesn't want to take away anybody's guns. But he's going to say that, and he will likely mention your gun rights multiple times in his pocket full of lies today, Ryan, won't he?
He will. And here's what concerns me about where we're at as a country at this point. What we have allowed the federal government to become so powerful that it can do things like devalue our currency, lie to us about job creation, lie to us about the illegal immigration problem, lie to us about what our military is doing and the indoctrination that's going on there. And they can do it with impunity because yep. they have so many cheerleaders in the media. That is the risk to the country, right? Biden likes to come out and say it's Christian nationalists are the biggest risk to the country. And Republicans come back and say, no, we think this illegal immigration problem is the number one problem in the issue in the country. The issue to me is a federal government that is so powerful that it can lie to the population with impunity. That's where we're at right now. And we've got to solve that. And it's going to take, quite frankly, it's going to take some bipartisan work together to bring it back to the point where the federal government isn't the thing we have to talk about every day, isn't the thing we have to worry about every day, isn't in our pockets, and is actually respecting and protecting our freedoms.
That's a generational shift that you're talking about occurring. That's not going to happen. That battleship's not going to turn on a dime. That could be a multi-generational shift, particularly with the state of media and higher education today, if you want to lump that in.
It absolutely is a generational issue, but it starts with getting the right people in office in election now. I think what we in this election coming up in November, I think what we see now, and I mentioned this a moment ago, Mark, is we've got folks that are willing to stand up and say, this isn't okay. And I don't want this ideology, shoved down my throat. I don't want my kids indoctrinated. I don't want to be passed over for promotions because we've got to have, we've got to hit our DEI quotas. People are standing up and saying enough is enough. What we've done in Florida, and it's a model, I think, for the rest of the country, is we're stripping. We did this at the K-12 level and our public universities. We have eliminated every DEI position in those organizations, and we're going to stop indoctrinating teachers through their professional development so that they can go into the classrooms and indoctrinate our kids. All of that is coming to an end. You're going to see it, I think, in Texas very soon and the other states that have passed this type of legislation. We've got it. It's generational because it started in our schools and it's gone to the universities. And now we've got citizens who are not unable to think critically because they've been indoctrinated. So it's going to take years to unwind this, but we've got to start by electing good people that are willing to stand up and eliminate this garbage from our schools.
Yeah, and parenting comes into play too, just like it does with your gun rights, ladies and gentlemen. You teach your children real gun safety, safety itself. You know when your child is mature enough and old enough to begin learning about firearms and the damage that firearms can do, and you teach them proper skills. You teach them the rules of gun safety at a young age. You do these things. Good parents do this. And when you do that as a parent, no matter what someone else tells your kids, they come home and laugh at what they heard at school. Mine do. Did. They understand that. And I think good parenting, and that goes hand in hand with personal responsibility as well, doesn't it? And if we teach our kids the right way, we get kids who, like my son, voting in a presidential election this cycle for the first time, who's going to vote what he believes, which is the right way. He knows he better not vote. No, he can vote however he wants, but we know how he's going to vote because of the way he's brought up, Brian. I was going to say, or he can't come home. I'm not going to go there. But the fact of the matter is we've raised our children properly, and they understand that. They understand God. They understand the Constitution. They understand our rights. They understand our liberties. They understand our freedoms. And they understand when they're being sold a bunch of crap in school. First class my son took. Said the professor with his first year at Kennesaw State last year said, oh, my gosh. This professor just asked for proper pronoun. See, and my kid understood what he was up against at that moment in time. And he can combat that himself. He knows what's right. He can differentiate right from wrong. When we come back from the break, Ryan Petty, one more segment in this hour. We've got him for the next hour, too. We're going to talk a little bit about New Orleans. The New Orleans mayor is going absolutely bat blank crazy over constitutional carry. South Carolina is constitutional carry. Wonder if that comes up in the State of the Union tonight. It's going to be an interesting day, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue the conversation right after this with Ryan Petty.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show, indeed. What I'm going to do for you now, Ryan, welcome back to the six-hour studios here on the Patriot Mobile. Mike with me and X Insurance and all these great companies that you and I know so well and work so closely with over the years. Ryan, I got to kind of jerry-rig this, because I didn't have it sent to the network to play, so it's not over there in Greg's control. So I'm going to crank up my computer, and I want you to listen to this two-minute tape of the New Orleans mayor going absolutely bonkers over constitutional carry. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to what she says are her fears. And then they talk to about three or four different sheriffs, and I want you to listen to what they say. Juxtapose one against the other. And take a listen to this. We'll see if we can make this work here for you. I'll pull the mic out and we'll kind of jerry-rig it for you.
I'm very much concerned, and I do not at all believe that this makes our city and our people safer. It puts us all in greater danger.
Tonight, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell pushing back on a new law passed during the special session on crime. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining us. I'm Sharice Gibson. Governor Jeff Landry is now expected to sign the bill that allows adults to carry a firearm without a permit in Louisiana. Paul Murphy takes a closer look at the local concerns and has reaction from top area law enforcers.
Louisiana will soon allow law-abiding adults to carry a concealed firearm without a permit, training, or background check. It was a key part of Governor Jeff Landry's tough-on-crime agenda, approved by lawmakers during the recently wrapped special legislative session. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is against it.
The greatest concern with the legislation is that there will be more guns on the streets, in our city, people coming into our city with weapons and the like.
Friday, city leaders expressed strong opposition to the bill that will soon be signed into law. NOPD Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick warns it will make things more difficult for police, particularly when a citizen responds to a threat by pulling a gun.
Our officers who are responding to that scene, when they arrive, they have no idea who the good guy is and who the bad guy is. All that they're going to see is a gun.
City Council President Helena Moreno talked about a proposal by State Rep Alonzo Knox that would exempt a large swath of the city from permitless carry. The areas include downtown New Orleans, the French Quarter, and the area surrounding the convention center.
These are the areas that have these largest crowds. And what the legislation does is it puts it under a firearm-free zone. So in public spaces, there would not be firearms allowed.
Area sheriffs have mixed feelings about the new law.
I'm cautiously optimistic it'll work out. I do believe in the right of citizens to carry arms. I just worry about the right of criminals to carry arms, and that's, but hopefully it'll work out for the best.
Whatever the governor wants, we support that, but it's concerning to not only us, but to business owners and people in our area. I think it is good, but we would like to see some additional training.
And I think you will see good people that get themselves in trouble because they really haven't gone through the training that we do in law enforcement on an everyday basis.
The concealed carry law takes effect July 4th. Paul Murphy, WWL, Louisiana.
Ryan, care to comment on what you heard?
I heard a lot of tired, worn out, ridiculous concerns, particularly from the mayor. We've been through this now. 29 states, we've been through this. We've been through these arguments. We haven't seen the kind of crime or lawlessness or indiscriminate shooting in public areas by law-abiding gun owners. What she's concerned about, or what she should be concerned about, I should say, are the criminals that don't care what the law is in Louisiana. They're the ones carrying the guns right now. They're the only ones that are armed right now, and they were the only ones that were armed, and they know that. And rather than addressing the crime problem and the criminal use of a firearm in her city, she's scapegoating law-abiding citizens who just deserve the right to defend themselves from the criminal element. She's clearly not doing it in her city, because New Orleans is like almost every big city in the United States. They voted in these gutless mayors that have no desire to prosecute criminals, and then they have the audacity to come out and blame law-abiding gun owners and law-abiding citizens and tell them that they're the problem. These kinds of people need to be removed from office. Boy, I wish there was a provision for the governor of Louisiana to remove somebody like this from office for malfeasance. These are tired, worn out arguments. We hear them every time. They never materialize. And what will come out of this is criminals will now know that citizen that they're thinking about victimizing might have a firearm and might be able to defend themselves. And I'll bet that crime goes down in New Orleans over the next several years because criminals don't like a fair fight.
Yeah, let me go to the sheriffs here. There were three, I believe, maybe four. However, every single one of them appeared to support constitutional carry signed by Landry. They all said they did. But then you had this one bizarre statement. I'm not concerned about the rights of law-abiding citizens. I'm concerned about the rights of criminals to carry guns. I'm not sure what he meant by that.
I don't know either.
I mean, isn't he always concerned as the sheriff? Criminals don't have a right to carry a gun because they're committing crimes. They're criminals. You have a right to carry a gun to defend against them because the criminals don't play by the rules. Any idea what he was saying there? I mean, I kind of think I know what he was saying, but boy, he didn't articulate it very well, did he?
He didn't, and this is sometimes a challenge when they're put on the spot like this, but I think my interpretation of what he meant was exactly what I said a moment ago, which is he's concerned about the criminal use of firearms, not your average law-abiding gun owner that's going to now be able to carry a firearm without a permit. And you know, if I can, a moment on training, you know, there's some wisdom in going out and getting training. I think,
of course,
folks, look, you have the right to carry, but go out and do it. Understand the consequences of that right and your responsibilities in that right. And you're not, we want good law-abiding gun owners to be able to defend themselves. We want them to do it legally and within the framework of the law. That's how we win. That's why these laws have been so successful and why we're up to so many states that have constitutional carry, because all of the things that they claimed were going to happen, rising crime, indiscriminate shootings, negligent discharges, kids getting access to firearms that wouldn't have had them, none of those things have materialized, and crime has gone down, and we're actually in a better place in those 29 states than we were before. That's the message. But we as gun owners have the responsibility to go out and get trained and use those firearms and those rights responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a firearms trainer listening in Louisiana, you're going to be extremely busy. That's what we have found because of what Ryan just said. Law-abiding people know to get trained. That's called being responsible. And you will see your numbers go through the roof. We have seen this in action in every state that has passed constitutional carry. We've got Ryan for another hour. We're going to continue that conversation on New Orleans. Don't miss it. We'll be back 6 minutes after this hour on the flip side with Ryan Petty.
You've
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.